Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On the road every Monday during the NFL season at Gillette Stadium, as we always are. It is a Patriots Monday, and we will be joined by Gerard Mayo here at Gillette Stadium at 9. Speaking of being on the road, I don't think I gave full details yet on the Flex Friday in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yep.
I haven't
given it. You have not given it all.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from Friday, we will be in Newport for the Audrain Newport Concours and Motor Week, which is an unbelievable automobile event every single year in Newport. Wiggy, you love cars.
Yep.
This is right up your alley. We're going to do the show Friday, October 4th from the Audrain Automobile Museum in Newport. And Jay Leno is going to join us because he's a big car guy. So I hope you guys will come out. We'll go down there the night before. We'll do a pregame somewhere, maybe the landing or something like that, wherever Newport wants us. And I hope that you guys will all come out. There's a bunch of events that week, really cool car events. So if you're a car person like Wiggy, there's a link in my Instagram bio. Greg Hill, W-E-E-I, is my Instagram. And you can get a discount on tickets to go to all the events that are down there that week.
And,
So,
good news, Ken has us got us rooms in Springfield.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect.
And I believe we might be staying two nights.
Yes, I think maybe two nights in Newport. Beautiful place.
Very
Love
excited.
Newport. I really enjoyed Lake Winnipesaukee this weekend.
Looked lovely.
Yeah, it looked nice.
I could be in on the lake life at some point.
Oh, okay.
I love Nantucket, but I like Newport. I like Winnipesaukee.
How did Bullet enjoy Winnipesaukee? That's all
it.
I care about.
Bullet loves being on boats. Good. There was a big, gigantic Great Dane dog, Rex, who we had some concern about how the two of them would interact. Fast friends at the end of the weekend. So, a lot of fun. Every time I'm there, I think of the great film On Golden Pond. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't remember
Never
that
Never even
one.
Heard of it.
Huh?
Nope.
What?
Never heard of that
Shine,
movie.
You ever watch On Golden Pond?
No. Way to date yourself, old man.
I'm telling you, great
He's
movie.
In that one.
It was Katharine Hepburn.
All right.
James
go.
Dean.
Marlon Brando.
I can't believe you guys have never watched On Golden Pond.
I've never even heard of it.
Have you seen the loons?
No.
Henry Fonda's in it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The second most popular Fonda.
Who else is
Jane Fonda's in it.
Jane Fonda's in it.
Jesus Christ himself. I think it was made in 2000. No, it was made in 19. Summers at the New England vacation home on the shores of the idyllic Golden Pond.
Yeah.
Are Catherine and Audrey related?
Yes. Sisters, I believe.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Anyway, great time at Winnipesaukee. Great lake. You people have an unbelievable lake. Thanks for having me. And we got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where should we start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's start where we've been talking about all morning, which is the New England Patriots. They unfortunately lost to the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. After the game, Gerard Mayo spoke, and he talked about needing to push the ball down the field in the passing game.
I'm not sure. You know, each team is going to try to attack us different ways. Well, we definitely have to start to get the ball down the field. We got to start pushing the ball down the field to get that shell defense, shell defense. And we got to be able to run. We got to be able to pass. We just got to go be able to ping pong between. It's something that we need to work on. That's what I would say.
So it was exactly a week ago where Gerard Mayo on this very show said, we are, don't get it. Don't get it wrong. We're going to be a run football team.
Yeah.
It seems like maybe they also need to be a pass football team.
Right.
He figured that out yesterday.
Right. I mean, like, you look at Baltimore.
If they run the ball on 3rd and 5 instead of dropping back to pass and kick a field goal that's, you know, 10 yards shorter and they win the game, nobody's saying they have to stop running the ball.
No. But I don't think anybody's saying that. Like, Baltimore's a run-first team. Like, there's a difference between being a run-first team and still being able to pass the football longer than 10 yards. Like, those two can be true. Like, you are a run football team first. Like, you need to run the football. That's your identity. But you still got to be able to throw the football further than 10 yards where you have pass plays. The routes go deeper than 10 yards. Not having a guy catch the football, you know, on the line of scrimmage or 2 yards or 5 yards and then scampers
so,
for 30.
So do they not have the plays or do they not have the confidence in Jacoby Brissett throwing the football?
Well, I guess that's what we'll ask Mayo. I mean, I would think you'd have the plays. Like, you've been in the NFL for Alex Van Pelt's been in the league long enough. Just like Shime said, his dagger concept, like, that's something that everybody runs, but that's, you know, that's something that he probably knows. And I think it's more about you have the plays, but you don't have the confidence in the quarterback. Because if you don't have the skill set to dial up deeper plays, there's no way you're an offensive coordinator in the NFL. So I don't think it's that. I think it's more of the, we don't have as much confidence in our quarterback to be able to throw the ball deeper downfield, or maybe we don't have enough confidence in the O-line that the play takes a little bit longer to protect them.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go to a different team in the NFL, the game that I picked for the Survivor Pool. I picked the Colts over the Packers. Way wrong on that one. Swing and a miss. Packers got the win. But within the win, there was a moment where Malik Willis got a football that he did not want to throw for a reason you would not expect. Here was Coach Matt LaFleur after the game talking about that instance.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center thrown up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
Oh, that's tough.
I saw that. I was like, whoa. That's why you got to practice with those wet footballs.
Oh.
I mean, all I thought about was Donovan McNabb in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
Booting on the field.
Wiki, did guys throw up often?
Yeah, I think it just, there's been guys that have thrown up before. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. If it's hot out there, or maybe you got some of your breakfast sitting on your belly, maybe you ate a little bit too much.
Or you let your night job affect your day job.
Yeah, no, I don't really see that happening on a Saturday night before the game.
Right.
But, yeah, you've seen that. I've seen guys throw up on themselves, and I've seen guys, you
on
know.
On the field, though?
On the field, and I've seen have it come out the other end.
Yeah. Oh, God, poop themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a name of a player?
I ain't going to throw anybody under the bus, but believe me.
Do they go change after?
Yeah, when the game's over.
Oh, God.
They have the squeaky deekies.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, somebody Utapepe'd themselves
like,
in the middle of the
football you know
game.
What? My stomach is bubbling. Maybe I'll just let out a little bit of gas and guess what?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
All right, let's get – there are people eating breakfast.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into the woods.
What's next? What's next, Sean?
God, I don't know how we pivot off that, but let's – over the weekend, there was a momentous moment for our station and for the Boston Red Sox, and that would be that Joe Castiglione, Hall of Fame broadcaster, officially announced his retirement from broadcasting. This was a little bit of Joe's announcement on the broadcast from this weekend.
Never thought this day would come. Certainly mixed emotions, but after 42 years and some 6,500 games, I think it's time to hang up the microphone, at least on a regular basis, announce the retirement here. It's something I never really thought I'd do because usually in this industry you were told when to go. But in this case, everyone's been so kind and so understanding that I did bring this up to Sam Kennedy and Colin Birch of the Red Sox and Mike Thomas at Odyssey in the recent days. And they were very, very gracious in accepting my decision to retire for the most part, and also to do whatever I want to do. And I will continue with the Red Sox in an ambassador-type role, making appearances at special events. You know, I've had so many great thrills here. So many great thrills, met so many wonderful people. Certainly will miss the association with baseball people on a daily basis.
Well, it's a long time.
Yeah.
42 years, Curtis. You brought it up earlier. He's been doing that for 42 years, and he's one of the best ever, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, the moment that changed everything for me, when we talk about the Dave Roberts steal, but the Game 7, 04, a year after the Game 7 loss with the Boone home run, the Red Sox up 2-0. The Yankees take out Kevin Brown. Johnny Damon comes to the plate, hits the grand slam down the right field line. And that call and hearing that moment with Joe and just sort of the elation of like, oh, my God, they're going to do it. And nobody, I mean, he was there in 86. He lived through all of that. He lived through the ups and the downs. And to have him very much still with it and got many years to go to be able to say on his own terms that this is the final year. It's, you know, it's a Hall of Fame career.
You talk about a grinder. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, pretty amazing and certainly a great job. I would assume that there will be a lot of really, really good play-by-play people who will be interested in that job.
So. Syracuse just sent like 5 million applicants, and I have a show idea. Ken, I know you're listening. The worst reels, demos, we need to preview on the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's sad to do to people that are
full bay potato chips, got them.
Oh.
Those are going to be big shoes to fill, but I mean, when I heard 42 years, I'm like, Greg's not that far behind.
What do you mean? I have a lot of juice left.
You have a ton of juice. This is nothing about your juice.
Yeah,
this is just about years under your belt.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of time left.
But the biggest thing is not that he's not doing baseball games anymore. I mean, and the biggest thing is who are we going to get to now?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No more rapping, Joe?
Yeah,
I know. Joe Castiglione named that tune. We'll have to do it one more time before he goes.
We have to
do it one more time. But he is going to remain as an ambassador and be around and doing appearances and all those kinds of things. So that's great.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You noted earlier the amount of generational changes we've had in broadcasters over the last years. You know, you lose Tommy. You lose Remy. Mike Gorman retires.
Jack Edwards.
Now, you know. Joe Castiglione, there's a huge, huge loss there.
But don't fear, Curtis. You can see me Thursday. I'll be slinging lunch meat at the Shaw's and Star Market in Shrewsbury. So I'll be there from noon to 2.
I got to tell you, the big loser is the produce at Shaw's because nobody's going to be able to sell those cantaloupes.
That's what he's going to be doing from here on out.
I got some autographed 8x10s in the trunk. And
mozzarella on top of the eggplant. Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
And if you listen to the rest of the broadcast, he said his favorite moment wasn't the ALCS against the Yankees or the World Series against the Cardinals. It was commentating Bobes falling at Stats.
Oh, we should play that at some point today in honor of Joe. I mean, he's had some great moments. Falling out of the chair, one of the all-time greats.
All-timer.
One of the all-time greats.
He got it!
The Red Sox win.
I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
All right. Anything else, Shine?
I have one more Red Sox-related cut for you here. Over the weekend, Devers got to face Gerrit Cole, or he was supposed to face Gerrit Cole. They hit him with a pitch and then intentionally walked him. Alex Cora was not happy about this and was asked if it was actually bad form by Gerrit Cole. Here was that answer from Cora.
Is that bad form, in your opinion?
A bad form off?
Is that bush league on their end?
I mean, we don't want to hit people on purpose, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can get hurt, especially in the position they're in, right? I mean, they're 20-whatever games over. You know, we hit somebody and somebody gets hurt and put it in a bad spot. We want the best players to be playing every single day out there. I want Aaron Judge to be out there every single day, regardless of what he does against us. That's where our sport is at its best, you know? And Rafi got hit. You know, they can say whatever they want. And, you know, what the intentional walk was loud and clear. I don't want to face him. So the second pitch of the game against Rafi, you see it. You know, it was intentional. I'm not gonna back up. It was intentional.
I mean, Devers lives rent free in his head. I mean, he's had way more success than anybody else when it comes to Gerrit Cole. So I guess.
But isn't in baseball you just don't throw at guys willy nilly unless there's like a retaliation type thing, right? You hit one of ours, now we're gonna hit one of yours.
I don't think the Red Sox are gonna win the World Series, but I'm very confident in saying Gerrit Cole is not winning the World Series with the New York Yankees. There's something about his makeup. He's that home run he gave up against Bogarts in the one game playoff years ago. He just seems like a red ass.
Yeah. No, I think they're 4.5 out this morning, so short of a miracle.
Well, this was Joe trying to get one last run. You know, maybe the team will be inspired.
Oh, they could do it for Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's over.
Yeah, they could do it for Joe. All right. They said it. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Coming up from Gillette Stadium, we will get to Courtney in today's news, and then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. Speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. It took overtime, but the Pats fell to the Seahawks in the home opener yesterday. 23-20 was the final at Gillette. Jacoby Brissett finished the day completing 15 of 27 passes for 149 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Polk and Ramondre Stevenson came away with touchdowns in the loss. A lot is being said about Jacoby Brissett not looking to his receivers in the loss at all. He took full responsibility for that after the game.
Yeah, obviously we would like more in our passing game. You know, I got to do a better job of getting a lot of those guys involved in the game plan and throughout the game. So I take responsibility for that.
We'll talk with Gerard Mayo this morning as well as Boomer Esiason. If you're following along, 2 weeks in and we have a winner in our Survivor pool, congrats to Chicken Nick. Everybody on this show fell in week 2.
I mean, how did the Ravens lose that game? I was worried about taking the Ravens at this point in the season because I wanted to save them for later.
Right.
Too early, yeah.
A little bit of Minshew magic.
And Chime, who'd you end up taking?
I took the Colts because I just wanted to bet against Malik Willis, and Anthony Richardson crapped down his leg. That was not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sad.
Awful.
College football saw a close one between number 24 BC and number 6 Mizzou. Final score 27-21, and Wiggy's Georgia Bulldogs hang on to escape a massive upset with Kentucky. They win that one 13-12. Those games drop Georgia down from 1-2 and BC out of the top 25.
But BC did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, keep it close.
Keep it close. And now it looks like, you know, they're a team that is a legitimate team that can play with the big dogs, right? Mizzou was like, I think they were ranked number 6.
Number 6, yeah.
And then who BC got left on their schedule that's a ranked team? Isn't it Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville's on there.
All right, so all you got to do is win.
They take on Miami this year?
No, Miami's doing
pretty well.
Right, so all you
got national champs, some people say.
Yeah, all you got to do is be one of the top two teams in the ACC and play for the ACC championship.
Yep.
If you do that, you got a chance.
The Red Sox fell to the Yankees yesterday 5-2, losing that series 3-1. The guys are off today before taking on the Rays in Tampa Bay tomorrow. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Beautiful day, 55 degrees right now, sunny, gorgeous this afternoon. As Shine would say, a crisp 81.
Last week of summer, Curtis, this is it.
The autumnal equinox is breathing down our neck.
Is Sunday the start of fall, the official start of fall?
I believe it is.
I think so.
And I think they already put out Christmas decorations at the local Walgreens.
All right, we're at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, and we're back with Courtney in today's news next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.